Convincing a local pilot to push his usual route westward, Denovan examined the Baney from above. He observed exactly what I saw 4 decades later. Isolated hillocks of forest, long raised berms, canals, raised agricultural fields, circular moat-like ditches, and odd zigzagging ridges. I'm looking out of one of these DC-3 windows, and I'm going berserk in this little airplane, Denovan said to me. I knew these things were not natural. You just don't have that kind of straight line in nature. As Denovan learned more about the landscape, his amazement grew. It's a completely humanized landscape, he said. To me, it was clearly the most exciting thing going on in the Amazon and adjacent areas. It may be the most important thing in all of South America, I think. Yet it was practically untouched by scientists. It is still almost untouched. There aren't even any detailed maps of the earthworks and canals. Beginning as much as 3,000 years ago, this long-ago society created one of the largest, strangest, and most ecologically rich artificial environments on the planet. These people built up the mounds for homes and farms, constructed the causeways and canals for transportation and communication, created the fish weirs to feed themselves, and burned the savannas to keep them clear of invading trees. 1,000 years ago, their society was at its height. Their villages and towns were spacious, formal, and guarded by moats and palisades. In Erickson's hypothetical reconstruction, as many as 1 million people may have walked the causeways in their long cotton tunics, heavy ornaments dangling from their wrists and necks. Today, hundreds of years after this Arawak culture passed from the scene, the forest on and around Ibibate Mound looks like the classic Amazon of conservationists' dreams. Lianas thick as a human arm, dangling blade-like leaves more than 6 feet long, smooth-boled Brazil nut trees, thick-bodied flowers that smell like warm meat. In terms of species richness, Belay told me, the forest islands of Bolivia are comparable to any place in South America. The same is true of the Beni savanna, it seems, with its different complement of species. Ecologically, the region is a treasure, but one designed and executed by human beings. Erickson regards the landscape of the Beni as one of humankind's greatest works of art, a masterpiece that until recently was almost completely unknown, a masterpiece in a place with a name that few people outside Bolivia would recognize.